flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Brian Keefe, the Wizards head coach, will join us in an hour. Ole, the goalie, is going to join us at 9 as we talk little Caps. And Sam Burrill, comedian, 9:25. I put up the Surfside poll of the day based on the discussion we were just having, because we didn't have time to take calls, about Justin Tucker. Our Junkies poll is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. It's got zero carbonation. They're fantastic. You can get them at liquor stores and convenient variety 8-packs. You must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Of course, order your Surfside at bars. And it's just a simple question about Justin Tucker. He's been accused of this inappropriate behavior by 6 different massage therapists. He denies the allegations. Do you believe him? Yes, benefit of the doubt, or no, he's a creep. You can vote at Junks Radio.
Oh, he's going to get no support.
Yeah. He's got 24% support in the first minute.
Who could believe him
Valdez
at first?
I'm kidding, Valdez. No. Don't look so offended. Yeah. Just say that because you're a Ravens fan.
I mean, you'd be surprised, DB.
I would be surprised. And here's the thing. I hope it never happened for everyone's sake. But it certainly looks awful.
It looks terrible.
It looks terrible.
All right, join us right now as our pal.
I mean, there's a chance. I don't know what percentage it is. There's a chance it's all lies.
Yeah.
And misinterpretations.
Wow, well, you know, that's what we thought about Deshaun, too, when we first heard it.
I'm just saying, sometimes that happens.
And then, you know, after a year, we said, oh, he's 100% guilty.
Join us right now is our pal Kevin McCarthy, Fox 5 Entertainment reporter. Hey, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Good morning. I mean, it's been a while, guys.
It has been a while. It's true.
Did you like my text bit on Sunday?
I mean, it's just,
your text thread.
It's just stupid.
You wanted us to watch a movie during the NFC Championship game, right?
Where were you? Were you out of town? Were you out of town or something?
No. I was doing interviews that day at home. But I, for people out there, what I'll do, I'll text Eric or the whole group like exactly when the big game is on and say, hey, do you want to meet me at a theater and watch a 3.5-hour film during the exact time that the game is on.
I guess that's funny.
You love your bit.
It is kind of funny. It's not as funny as he's making it out to be, but it's kind of funny.
It's just terrible.
No, but what I'll do is I'll add like an emotional element to it. I'll say, hey guys, it's been so long since we've hung out in person, and friendship is so important. Do you want to meet me at the theater to watch this movie? We're gonna have popcorn together.
Well, I'm bitter because I was at the theater waiting for you and you didn't show up.
I guess so. It's nice. Jaden Daniels was there too because he wasn't doing much during the game. So
hey, easy yeah. there, easy there, killer.
I'm just messing.
All right. So why did you say did Wahlberg have another shout out? I saw you say something like
he's getting jocked by a lot of people. I got to say, I sent you a message. Your Instagram, the way that you've changed the look of your Instagram with mostly headshots, it's done very well. And it seems like you're getting response from your Instagram from all these movie stars who are following you.
It's honestly crazy. Like I'll literally go into a Zoom with someone and they'll know my work. It's wild. Like especially some of these like Mark Wahlberg particularly. Like I guess he follows me and watches my interviews. But a lot of the younger actors, the generation are watching my stuff, which is great because as a journalist, you know, when you're starting to interview people who are like coming up in Hollywood and they're new, you know, like imagine if it was like a younger DiCaprio or a younger, you know, like it's nice to have like a relationship in terms of like interviewing at a younger start of their career. And what I mean by that is like, I don't know, like Noah Centineo, like obviously he's a big star right now. He's in the movie, The Recruit, or the show called The Recruit. I mean, he's been famous for a while, but like a lot of these younger actors are really big into filmmaking and they're nerds about like filmmaking, like Zendaya and Austin Butler, like, and obviously they're very famous, but like a lot of these younger actors are really big into the old school styles of filmmaking. And I think that's why it's connecting so well. So yeah, it's really nice to get complimented by people that I grew up loving or even younger actors who are, you know, are up and coming, you know?
Well, yeah, your Instagram, which is at Kevin McCarthy TV. I mean, you've got multiple videos that are over a million, 2 million views. So good job with that. All right, what movies do you have to discuss about today?
Well, I was just going to, because I haven't seen you guys in a few weeks, so I was just going to go over some films that were in theaters. And then I know the Oscars are coming up, so people are wondering what they should be watching. And then also there's some streaming shows right now. I'll mention the streaming shows. I mean, I don't know if do you guys watch The Recruit or The Night Agent? Those are two big shows on Netflix right now.
My wife watches both of them. She loves them.
Really? I haven't watched that. Yeah. I will recommend Paradise on Hulu, which is Sterling K. Brown.
Sterling K. Brown. But yeah, the Night Agent, if you haven't seen it, Gabriel Basso is the lead star. He's like a, you know, in the first season, he's an FBI agent. And then his you know, essentially his efforts to save the president lead him into the Night Agent program, the Night Action program, essentially. And so that's a big show that came out last week. That season two is now streaming. It was the number one show on Netflix. And then starting yesterday was The Recruit, which is Noah Centineo. He's a CIA lawyer, and in this particular season, he's thrust into like a life-threatening espionage situation in South Korea. And so season two is now streaming. So if you're looking for like a streaming option this weekend, I mean, Jason, I don't know if you've seen The Night Agent. That gives me kind of Jason Bourne kind of vibes in that way.
Yeah,
very high octane.
How do I know
action.
Gabriel Basso? Do I know this?
Yeah. Did you guys see Juror Number Two?
Yeah, I did. I liked it. Yeah.
I never saw that. Okay. Damn, yeah.
So Juror Number Two, he was the guy, for people out there who haven't seen Juror Number Two, which probably one of the, it's a great story. I mean, it's a crazy storyline, but Gabriel Basso's character is the guy on trial. For people who don't know the plot of Juror Number Two, essentially Nicholas Holt's character is chosen for jury duty. And when he gets to, when he gets there to you know, be a juror on the case, he realizes that he's the one responsible for the murder that the case is being done for.
Spoiler
alert. Well, I mean, it's kind of that is the plot of the movie. It's on Max now as well. But Gabriel Basso is also J.D. Vance in Hillbilly Elegy. He played J.D. Vance in the Ron Howard film a few years back.
Gotcha.
And so So those are two streaming options this weekend. And then in theaters is a big new horror movie out right now called Presence. Have you guys heard about this?
Have not.
So Steven Soderbergh, you guys know Soderbergh. He did all the Ocean's films. He did Out of Sight with Jennifer Lopez and George Clooney. He did Aaron Brockovich. He's an incredible filmmaker. So this movie takes place from the perspective of a presence that's in a house, some type of supernatural
poltergeist presence.
Yeah, and so the whole movie is from the presence perspective. So what that means is like Steven Soderbergh, who shot the movie and directed the movie, he's behind the camera the whole time, and his family moves into a house. Lucy Liu, Chris Sullivan are the two like lead stars of it. Julia Fox is in it as well. And you're trying to figure out why this presence is there, and the whole time the camera's following the family around the house as if it's the, you know, whatever the supernatural power is. So it's an interesting way to make a movie, because you are kind of following the action of the film through that camera. You are like the camera is a character in a way, literally. So that's one option that's in theaters. I enjoyed it. I thought it was really well done. I would give it a 4 out of 5. It's through a company called Neon, who did Long Legs, and like a lot of these smaller studios are releasing a lot of great, you know, great films that you would normally wouldn't see in the bigger studio system. So that's probably the biggest option out right now. January is kind of a slower month.
Hey, you guys, Kevin, can I give you another Netflix show that's it was awesome, and it was a series, American Primeval with Taylor Kitsch.
Yeah, I want to see this. Peter Berg did this, right?
Peter Berg did it, and it's about the fight for land back in the post-Civil War between the Mormons and the Native Americans and the government. And Taylor Kitsch is awesome in it. It's very violent. It's very violent, but it's really, really well.
I love Taylor Kitsch in Lone Survivor. He's so good in that movie.
He's just a great actor,
yeah,
man.
He's very good.
So American Primeval is also a must-watch.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I've heard amazing things about it. I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard it's fantastic. I mean, and I love Peter Berg. I feel like he's underrated. I mean, he had that stretch where he did Lone Survivor, then he did Deepwater Horizon, which was incredible.
He did The Kingdom too, didn't he?
The Kingdom.
So good.
Friday Night.
Yeah, that guy's
Friday
brilliant.
Night
he's brilliant. Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, he's one of those filmmakers that I just feel is completely underrated.
He's got a good resume.
Oh, and by the way, in American Primeval, the main villain went to Damascus High School.
Oh, really?
Hey, he played football for Damascus High School. I think he went to the University of West Virginia, but he's a local dude. Can't remember his name. First name was Tom. I got to look that up, but it's a must watch.
All right, I'll check that out. Yeah, and then there's a movie called Better Man, which is in theaters. I don't know if you guys heard about this. You know who Robbie Williams is?
He's Silly Tune by Pearl Jam. I know that. It's a top fiver.
Better Man?
Yeah, it's so good. I mean, it's definitely one of their top five ditties.
It's a great song.
So good.
I mean, it's not even slow, but it's definitely good.
I can tell you this, sight unseen, Better Man the song, better than Better Man the movie.
What's this?
What Drab T-shirt was telling
me. What's Better Man about?
This is. Do you guys know who Robbie Williams is?
He's a
singer.
I know the name.
He's a washed-up singer. A washed-up boy bander, I think, right?
I didn't know anything really about him, but you definitely heard like this song called Millennium that he did. If you played it, you would know it. But I don't really necessarily know him, to be honest. But the movie itself is basically directed by the guy who did The Greatest Showman. And so basically it's such a strange concept, but the character, it's about his story and his rise to fame and his fall and all these things. But the lead character, him, is played, it's a CGI monkey that is on screen. And so everybody else in the movie is a human being, except for, but nobody sees him as that. The reason why they did it is apparently when the filmmaker met with Robbie Williams, he said, you know, what kind of animal do you associate yourself with? And he goes, a monkey, because he kind of a performing monkey aspect. Like he goes out on stage and just does his songs, then goes back. And that's kind of the way he saw himself. So they center the whole movie around the character as a monkey, and the effects are done very similar to the way they did the Planet of the Apes films. So it looks incredible. And after a while you do get used to it. It's actually an incredible film. I was blown away by how much I liked it.
I want to hear Drab T-shirt's opinion. Drab's
homing at the mouth here. I haven't seen the movie, of course, because I wouldn't waste 2 hours of my life watching this, but it's the dumbest idea I've seen for a movie script. I don't know how this doesn't get thrown in the trash. Robbie Williams, irrelevant. A movie, you're not going to portray yourself. A monkey's going to be you, a CGI monkey. And because why did you pick? Because you feel less evolved than other people or some weird thing. It made no sense. Of course, the movie, how much did it cost? $110 million to make. And it made.
Yes, no, man. And it thumbs down.
$15 million.
Doesn't it sound like everyone's passing around a doobie and they say, you know what? Why don't, let's have a monkey play you, dude. That's funny.
What a great concept.
Hey Drav, do you have plans on Super Bowl weekend? We want to go see it together.
You're tying this segment up with a bow. I like it.
I'm sized for a friendship day on at the exact time.
What's
of the
your
Super Bowl.
Rating?
I gave it a 4.5. I dug it.
Oh, jeez. He likes everything.
No, you know what? It's
I love that.
It's 88% on Rotten Tomatoes, yeah. And the popcorn meter, which I've added, which is the audience, is 90%.
Dude, the
people
movie,
dig it.
Okay. Here's the thing. What Drab just said is where I was thinking the first before I sat down to watch it. I'm like, I have no idea who the heck this guy is. Why is the lead character a monkey? The movie cost $100 million. I had the exact argument. And then I sat down and it like just took me away. I really enjoyed it. And yeah, so anyways, and if you have a chance, I've mentioned we mentioned The Brutalist on the show already. That's the one of the big Oscar films coming out. That's up for the Academy Awards this year for 10 Oscars with Adrian Brody.
We barely mentioned it, but we know about it.
Okay, well, just if you have a chance, I mean, we live in a really cool area where we have, and again, I'll be very brief about this, but we have a very limited format of projection in our area at the AFI Silver. In Silver Spring, where they can play a movie on 70mm film, and I'm not going to go into why that, you know, because I know it'd be kind of boring. But if you are into like watching movies the way they're designed to be seen, or if you really care about projection and you want to see a film the way it's meant to be seen, it is playing there. And I went there a couple weeks ago to see it, and it blew my mind. And it's in one of the most powerful films. It's a film about an architect who, you know.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You know, leaves post-war Europe after World War II and comes to America, moved to Pennsylvania to build a life. And it's a powerful story. And Brutalism is an architecture format. So he's an architect. But I highly recommend Adrian Brody, Felicity Jones, Guy Pearce. It's one of the best movies of the year. I absolutely loved it. And it's up for 10 Oscars. And just I highly recommend seeing it. So.
All right, Kevin.
Thanks,
Gives
Kevin.
4 out of 5 to Presence. That's the horror movie with the poltergeist and the camera from, I don't know, Soderbergh's perspective.
And then 4.5 for next week.
It's called Better Man Cakes, yeah, not movie. The monkey movie.
The monkey movie is what I'll...
Yeah. All right, Kevin. We'll see a movie Sunday. With you during the Super Bowl.
Let's go to Better Man on Super Bowl day.
All right. Talk to you next week. Super Bowl
day. It's Super Bowl Sunday.
Super
Hello.
Bowl day. Who calls it that?
That's Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.